Track 1.38. Listen to the dialogue between Alison and Patrick, then mark the sentences as T true or F false.
Many grade teams have credited their success to having a strong relationship with their coaches recently. As a great and popular coach in the country, what do you think about it, Patrick?
I agree. Coaches, by nature, are there to provide newer and even more seasoned techniques and tactics with insight and knowledge from their past experiences. Those things bring actual success. However, to really benefit from coaches, teams should have balance in the squad apart from their well-planned training schedules and pitches.
Totally. What is the most important thing in the off-season training schedule, in your opinion?
Well, there are many, actually. But I think identifying blind spots is the most important thing for a player or the team itself. We all have blind spots. Blind spots can be the behaviors or skills a player needs to polish in order to be more effective, to have a greater impact on the matches and the team he serves. Sometimes a blind spot is a bad habit or inadequate condition that we should stop immediately. In order to have an impact as coaches, we need honest and ambitious players and managers around us to help us overcome those blind spots.
You're right. Everybody should know their strengths and weaknesses.
Exactly.
What kind of players do you like working with?
Well, I don't have a chance to choose exact behaviors, of course. But the ones who ask themselves what holds them back from the next level are the best players to work with for any coach.
Why do you think so?
When a player is coachable, they are in a space of ongoing curiosity, learning, and growth. They're not attached to their ego, having to know or be seen as the best player of all. In this vulnerable but high-growth season, a player should continue to rocket his development as he regularly explores areas where he might be hijacked by a weakness, playing small or holding themselves back.
I totally agree. Everybody wants to work with the ones who always think about improving themselves in any area. One last question before the break, Patrick. From your experience, what makes a football player excellent?
I look for players who have a natural passion for the sport and are self-motivated. A football player driven to better themselves and succeed is an ideal candidate for the team. I can call this kind of player excellent.
Thank you for your time, Patrick. We will go on after a 5-minute break.